Well, I'm really delighted with the victory and getting four goals. Could the performance be better? I think it could, you know, especially second half. And I suppose if you look at us last year, we really hit the ground running and we were flying early on. The performance really good. I don't think this year as yet we've really got to that level, but I think it'll come. With fellas getting more game time, we get fellas back from injury, etc. But delighted with the way it went today. We prepared really well, travelled down yesterday, and the lads were really professional in their job.
It was a case of, you get the first goal. What a first goal for young Jordan. He's 4 now.
I know.
This season.
Yeah, look, it's great, and he works so hard. He's a great lad. I was just saying it already. You know, really good fella, and I like that. But really good lad, and works so hard. Look, he's had a tough time over the last few years, but and then his forward run for the second one. You know, and I suppose it nearly kills the game at that stage, you know, but look, he wants to improve and we speak to him, but a midfielder that scores goals is hard to get.
And obviously, substitute Ben coming on and getting his sort of like his first touch rolling down the wing.
Look, a mistake from the keeper and day, but look, he hasn't played or hasn't trained in 5 or 6 weeks. He comes over, thrown into the Pats game, which he wasn't meant to play. I'd say he was wondering, what have I come into? Then the Cork game was different, then Rovers 100 miles an hour, so he's going to take a little bit of time, but he's an intelligent lad and he knows the game and he knows what's going on, so he'll definitely improve. But it's great to see Matt Ward come on tonight, and he looked a threat, looked like he's something different, so I think he could be a good asset to us.
It was good the way you could sort of change things up during the game, the likes of Mark Connolly and off, Graydon coming off it, patching, just giving that rest the boys through.
That's it. Look, you know, it's been a busy spell and all sort of fellas who come on need minutes and they're desperate to play, but we didn't use Patrick tonight, which was a big plus. We got Mark, he played through the pain barrier tonight, but we took nothing for granted here, and fellas are what we have. I know we've a couple of injuries and we're hoping to get one or two back on Friday, but at the minute lads are in good spirits.
And it was just the sort of, sometimes in the first half in particular, some of your play was quick and neat and decisive, and you were just probably disappointed you didn't go on maybe further ahead at half time.
Yeah, look, I thought it was good up to the final third, and then I thought, you know what, lacked a bit of quality. I didn't think we had enough forward runners at times. I thought, you know, slow coming back, but we always kept possession. But look, it's something to work, something to look at, but look, possession stats are probably really high at half time. It's just, you know, could we work the keeper a little bit more? But second half possession stats, I would say, were 50-50. I didn't think we were good in possession at all.
And it was a case of the changes you made, four changes. It tells you, as you say, you have a couple of players still missing, a lot of players still missing, but it tells you the squad's still looking healthy.
But look, we spoke about it last year where we had that spell, say, in May, and we couldn't get players playing, and like, you'd be foolish if you make the same mistake. So we've addressed it and we get lads back. Now the way we're looking at it is we've got to pick up results, pick up points while we've lads out. Then lads come back and everyone fights for places. But we're happy as it's going.